And
今天跟大家聊一下
today I'd like to talk to you about
关于一个以色列的一个退伍军人
about an Israeli veteran
然后他怎么样一个人把用 AI 呢
and how did he do it along with AI
把这个产品啊四个月时间做到年度重复收入
achieve annual recurring revenue within 4 months
做到140万美金
achieve $140,000
然后呢
then
六个月之后呢
6 months later
又用8000万呢卖给了一个以色列的一个上市公司
I also sold $80 million to a listed company in Israel
然后视频最后呢我会把我的一些思考跟拆解
Then, at the end of the video, I will share my thoughts and analysis.
总结分享给大家。
Summarize and share with everyone.
它这个产品叫什么呢?
What is the name of this product?
叫 Base44,
Call number 44.
是干什么用的呢?
What is it used for?
就是它其实是一个 AI 的一个 APP 的一个构建平台。
It's actually a platform for building AI apps, specifically for BAR.
也就是现在我们所熟悉的类似于 Web Coding 的一个平台啊。
For example, the platforms we are familiar with now, such as Upside and Ding.
就是你告诉他。
Tell him that.
比如说我要做一个什么客户系统啊。
For example, what kind of customer system do I want to build?
然后登录页面啊，什么什么的。
Then the login page and so on.
再给你咔整出来了。
Here's another one.
然后你直接把这个代码下载下来啊。
Then just download this code directly.
这个我们应该大部分如果做过产品的人。
This should be most of the people who have worked on products.
应该都接触过类似的产品。
Everyone should have experience with similar products.
但是他是在2024年的时候啊做的。
But he did it in 2024.
然后25年的时候。
Then, at the age of 25.
年初的时候上线的那基本上就是说还是非常早期的一个状态、啊、
At the beginning, when the product was launched, it was basically in a very early stage.
竞争对手没太多、啊、
There are not many competitors.
大概的情况就是它2005年1月份的时候是正式发布的。
The approximate situation is that it was officially released in January 2005.
然后发布之后呢
Then after publishing
三周内然后就做了10000用户、啊、
Within 3 weeks we managed to acquire 10,000 users
是没有做
There is nothing to do
几乎是没有做什么推花钱去做推广的、啊、
There is almost nothing to spend on promotion
零推广的一个人干的
Zero promotion done by one person.
然后四周内呢就做到了年度的重复收入150万美金。
Then within 4 months, they achieved an annual recurring revenue of $1.5 million.
那他的目标本来是2025年年底的完成的。
His goal was to complete it by the end of 2025.
结果。年初四个月就是二月份的时候就干完了。
The results were completed in the first 4 months of the year, specifically in February.
这个事情太夸张了。
This is too much.
五月份的时候就单月的利润就达到了18.9万美金。
In May, the monthly profit reached $189,000.
一个月的利润
1 month's profit
然后、六月份的时候
Then in June
紧接着就是被一家以色列的
Immediately followed by a company from Israel
就上市公司叫 VIX
Regarding the listed company named YX
然后以$8,000,000收购了。
Then they'd bought it for $80 million US.
那如果说呢，在2009年，
What if in 2009?
你这个2009年，2029年说错了啊。
You said 2009-2029 incorrectly.
2029年前，如果呢完成了这个对赌协议。
If it's completed by 2029, then
再给他追加$9,000,000。
Give him another $90 million US.
然后收购这个平台的时候
，And when acquiring this platform,
当时大概是25万用户吧，啊。
At that time, there were probably around 250,000 users.
后面涨到了40万用户。
It reached 400,000 users.
然后团队呢，后面大概是8个人左右。
Then the team was about 8 people.
也就基本上算是一人公司了啊。
Basically, it's a one-person company.
一人公司，收购当时呢是按照350万美金的22倍来算的啊。
The acquisition was calculated at 22 times the company's earnings, which amounted to $35 million.
这个估值啊不算高。
This valuation isn't too high.
但是在 AI 领域算是比较低的了啊。
But in the field of AI, it's relatively low.
但是也非常的不错啊。
But it's also very good.
这么小一个团队，这么快的时间，
Such a small team in such a short time.
搞了这么一个东西，
I've made something like this.
第二呢，就是他不写代码。
The second one is that he doesn't write code.
他呢也是程序员出身。
He is also a programmer.
他也会写代码的。
He also writes code.
但是他就没有用。
But he didn't work.
对了，完全是用 cloud 写的 ，cloud.
This is a cloud written entirely in cloud.
然后前端呢，后端呢，全部写出来。
Then both the front end and back end are written.
然后他自己的描述就是，我3个月没有碰过任何一个代码了。
Then his own description is that he hasn't touched any code for 3 months.
这个是跟我最近的这种体验也是一样的。
This is the same as my recent experience.
完全不用自己去写的。
It's completely written by yourself.
然后呢，就保持一个高度的这个迭代。
Then maintain a high level of iteration.
每天他说的就每天要往官网上面迭代13次，这么高的一个迭代频率啊。
Every day, he needs to update the website 13 times a day.
然后基本上是每7分钟就要迭代了。
Then basically, it was iterated every 7 minutes.
然后也不去看什么 review 审核。
Then don't look at any reviews.
任何代码也不去做什么单元测试。
Any code without doing unit tests.
另外就是说那些集成的一些应用。
Another thing is that the applications integrated into it.
插件呢，都能省则省，全部用第三方的。
The plugins all use third-party ones.
像那个收款呢，用 Stripe。
Like the one used by the cashier.
然后邮件数据库啊。
And the email database.
然后邮件、用户认证等等之类的。
Then email authentication, etc.
全部都是
All are integrated.
就是用第三方的来做。
This is done by third parties.
就节省了。
Saved.
所有的这种就是不必要的时间全部把它节省下来了。
All of this is unnecessary, so I am saving it.
更狠的是什么呢？
What's even more outrageous?
就是他接下来产品做完了之后呢
That's when he'll finish his next product.
他把那个就是说 一般我们就会去花一些钱去投流嘛。
He said that, well, we usually spend some money to invest in the market.
啊。
Oh?
这哥们呢就完全是靠着这个在 LinkedIn 呢还有就是说在 X 上面的这种啊美。
This guy is completely relying on this in LinkedIn, or rather on the X platform.
每天的分享，就我做对了什么，做。
What I did well every day.
做了什么，就。
What did he do?
像我现在做了什么东西，我。
Like what I'm doing now.
我就发出来一样啊，就。
I just want to share it with everyone.
他每天就是只干这个事情。
He only does this thing every day.
然后就靠这一招。
Just by relying on this trick.
把这个用户拉到了40万的用户。
This user has been added to a group of 440,000 users.
他的所有成本呢几乎来自于这个 token 的消耗。
All of its costs come from the consumption of this token.
那你说能消耗多少钱吗？
So, how much does it cost to use?
消耗不了多少钱呢？
Not too expensive.
基本上几千块钱。
Basically, a few thousand yuan.
你那就可以搞得定了。啊。
You can handle it.
就是你再多再叠的再多一点那。
Just keep stacking more and more.
就算它两三万吧。
Then let's say it's around 20,000.
可以做出这个产品来了。然后
Then you can make this product.
然后服务器的话基本上也不用什么钱了。
Then, as for the server, basically there's no cost anymore.
那 VPS 的话是很便宜的嘛。
As for VPS, it's quite cheap.
所以它的成本几乎是为零的。
So its cost is almost zero.
当然冷启动是很重要的。
Of course, cold start is very important.
比如说你完全没有用户的情况下
That's when you have no users at all.
你靠这种 build in public 也是不靠谱的除非你有很大很大的流量啊。
You can also use this building in public ink to effectively remove stains, but only if you have a large quantity.
那他怎么去做冷启动的呢？
How does he do cold washing?
这个其实是一个项目能成败的一个关键，就是你要形成你的成本。
The key to the success of a project is to establish your costs.
再好。
No matter how good.
你首先要批种子用户能够形成裂变自传播那种子用户从哪里来
First, you need to ensure that the initial users can form a self-propagating user base where users can spread the information organically.
这个是最关键的
This is the most important.
然后他也用了一个非常简单粗暴的一个增长的模式
Then, he also used a very simple and crude growth pattern.
就是因为他们的模式是消耗积分的嘛。
Well, because their pattern is to consume points.
那消耗积分他就通过你。
He will pass through you, consuming your points.
你要邀请朋友来。
You want to invite your friends.
我就给你奖励积分。
I'll give you points as a reward.
这种就是在中国呢已经玩烂大街了嘛啊，但是他就用那么简单一个方法。
This is exactly what people in China have already played to death, but he uses such a simple method.
然后把它带来了更多的用户。
Then he brought more users to it.
然后接下来呢就是注册这个领英的账号。
Then next, you need to register for this LinkedIn account.
好，那他的注意力没办法集中吗？
That's because he can't concentrate.
所以他就写作可能是他写不了。
So his writing might be something he can't write.
所以他就用什么呢？
So what did he use?
就是用 AI 帮他去写。
You say I to help him write posts.
帖发
post
贴在领英上面
on LinkedIn
啊，然后既节省时间也带来了用
then it saves time and brings users
然后有了一些用户了之后
then after some users came
那 就组织了那个线下的一些活动啊。
That's exactly what they organized, some offline activities.
像那个For Good, 然后大概有3000人参加吧。
Like that one, where there were probably around 3,000 people attending.
还是蛮多人的。
There are quite a few people.
然后拿到了这个谷歌跟亚马逊的这一个赞助。那 Wix 来收购它是怎么回事呢？
Then, how did they get the sponsorship from Google and Amazon to acquire ICX?
就 Wix 它本身也是一家上市公司。
Since VicX is also a publicly traded company.
是以色列的啊。
Israel is.
它本土的。
It is native.
然后他们以前是做那种拖拽式的那种应用生成的。
Then they were generated using drag and drop type applications.
比如说，我要写一个登录页面。
For example, I want to write a login page.
我直接把 input 的这种窗口啊，登录的按钮啊。
I directly put the login button of the input window into.
直接拖进去就能用了。
As long as you drag it in, it will work.
这种是不是由 AI 生成的啊？是。
Is this AI generated?
但是他就是在没有 AI 之前。
But he was the one who, before the advent of AI.
这种已经是最高级的这种啊。
This is the highest level.
啊，就是帮助到小白用户去啊去做 APP 的一个东西了啊。
It's a tool to help novice users create apps.
所以 对他来说是绝对是专业对口的啊。
So, this is absolutely a perfect fit for him.
因为这种公司它一定是需要往 AI 方向走的。
Because this company must be moving towards AI.
所以他们俩就真的是一拍即合。
So they really came up with the idea together.
但按照我们往常的这种融资的方式呢。
However, according to our usual financing methods,
就是不断的去要找人去帮忙啊。
It's all about constantly asking people for help.
就是哎，你认识某某某某投资人吗？帮我去找一下。
Hey, could you please help me find some investors who are familiar with the field of specific field?
或者是你自己去。
Or go ahead and do it yourself.
啊，就是在投资机构里面去发一些邮件呢。
These investment institutions send out emails.
啊，项目啊。
Project.
然后一轮轮的就是啊，聊聊聊聊聊，啊。
Then we would just keep talking and talking and talking.
最后沉淀下来。
Finally, the remaining sediment.
但这哥们呢，就是运气呢特别好。
But this guy is just lucky, especially.
就是他当时呢有一个就是领英上面的一些网友吧。
That's when he had some netizens on LinkedIn.
就只能说是网友都面都没见过的。
It's just that no one has ever seen them before.
就是他的一个用户之一。
One of his users.
然后 at 了。
Then tagged.
双方说你们应该谈一谈。
You should talk to both sides.
啊，就是让那个
Let that more
然后跟这个 Wix 的 CEO 啊
Then regarding this EOC
然后你们俩应该聊聊、哎、
For example You two can chat about it
就、
oh,
这么一个简单的举动
Just this simple action
结果两个人真聊了聊
The two of them really talked
聊了之后呢还聊得特别好啊
After talking, we continue to talk very well.
因为又是以色列人。
Because they are Israelites.
然后我觉得他们也可以，就是说，因为以色列人基本都有信仰的嘛。
Then I thought that since everyone in Israel has faith, they should also have faith.
然后他又去做过这种当时的这种服军役的也当过。
Then he also served in the military and was a soldier.
兵，所以呢，就是可能就是私下聊什么东西不知道了。
So I mean, maybe we can talk about some private things. I don't know.
反正聊的是很开心。
Anyway, it's great to chat.
最后呢，就把这个事情给敲定了。
Finally, we finalized this matter. And
事情讲完了
That is done.
然后说下总结。
Then let's summarize.
先说可能第。
Let's start with the possibility of love.
大家看到这个视频的时候呢。
Everyone, when you see this video,
会怎么感觉呢
？How do you feel?
打了鸡血一样。
It's like getting a shot of adrenaline.
我觉得我要像他那样子。
I want to be like him.
做一个类似的产品。
Create a similar product.
然后幻想着各种投资来拿。
Then imagine various ways to get it.
这个怎么说呢
？How to say this？
就是说，至少我的总结不是这样子的。
That is my summary is not like that。
那第二个细节就是说，可能大家都没有注意到的一个东西。
The second detail is that there is something that may not have been noticed by everyone。
就是对赌的。
That's about gambling。
他跟投资人叫 Vicks。Vicks 这个公司的
He said that when he talked to investors about the company, Ike Weeks
画一个对赌就他就是我先给你8000万
Here, I'll give you 80 million first
你2029年之前拿到结果
You will get the results before 2029
那我再给你个9000万美金
I'll give you another 90 million US dollars.
那很多人可能对这部分没有感觉。
Many of them may not feel it.
但如果说你身边有这样的拿过对赌的人
If you have someone around you who has experience with gambling,
或者是你自己也做过这种拿过融资
Or have you also done this before?
做过对赌的人呢
What about those who have done gambling?
你就对这种感受呢，是不一样的。
You feel differently about this.
那以色列他们那边的人做法就是，你做到了之后。
The Israelites did just that, and they were successful.
我再给你一部分。
Here is another part for you.
但中国的做法就是，我给你这部分。
But China's approach is that I give you this part.
但你做不到
But you can't
我就让你倾家荡产
I'll make you bankrupt
怎么倾家荡产呢
How to go bankrupt
就是签无限连带责任
It's about signing an unlimited liability agreement
就是你的房子要续进来
Your house is about to be invaded
到时候你的车子房子都会卖掉
Then your car and house will be sold.
最后搞得你真的是家破人亡。
Finally, you really made our family fall apart.
那我身边这种例子实在是蛮多的。
I have a lot of examples around me.
但说白了，这个怎么能叫做融资呢
？But if we put it simply, how can this be called financing?
你怎么能号称风险投资呢
？How can you claim to be a venture capital firm？
你没有担当一点的风险投资。
You don't have any single-sided risk investment。
你都让别人倾家荡产去还你的本金，还要加利息。
You're making people go bankrupt just to pay back their principal plus interest。
我实在是没办法想象。
I really can't imagine it.
你既然愿意去承担那个，就是说你既然愿意去接受那几百倍甚至上千倍的这个回报
If you're willing to take on that, then you're willing to accept the returns that are several times or even thousands of times higher.
然后你又不愿意去失去任何本金。
Then you don't want to lose any principal.
这个本质上呢，就是流氓，就是放高利贷的，啊。
This is essentially just extortion, lending at high interest rates.
这个环境就这样子。
This is the environment like this.
整个营商环境，哎。
The entire business environment.
反正就不太好。
Well, it's not good.
The 三个呢
The third one.
我从他这个做军人的这么一个特质
I admire this trait of his, which is characteristic of a soldier.
上面看到了他的一个难能可贵的品质
The above shows one of his rare qualities.
就是他不抱怨
He doesn't complain.
那他得了这个注意力的这种障碍症，啊。
He has this attention deficit disorder.
然后呢，他还能去干这么一件事情。
Then how could he do such a thing?
这个是真的不容易的。
This is really difficult.
那你既然确定了目标
，Now that you've made up your mind,
你就往这个目标去冲，去做。
Go for it. Aim for that goal.
然后去找方法
Then find a way
不要抱怨
Don't complain
抱怨一定是解决不了任何问题的、
Complaining won't solve any problems
然后第四点
Then the fourth point
我想总结的也是我觉得最最核心的东西
What I want to summarize is the most core thing in my opinion
而且是我长期反复讲的东西
And it's something I've been talking about repeatedly for a long time
甚至比讲 AI 更重要的一点就是利他思维
Even more important than talking about AI is altruistic thinking
你去看它的整个融资过程
Have you seen the entire funding process of his company?
然后他赚钱的这个过程
Then the process of making money.
他怎么赚到钱的
How did he make money?
你看是 link 一个素未谋面的一个网友
You're chatting with someone you've never met before.
他的用户帮他牵了一个线成了
His user helped him to get a lead.
那你想过没有
Have you ever thought about it?
他为什么一个没有见过面的人愿意帮他去牵线
Why would someone he hadn't met before agree to help him?
让他们去聊这个事情。
Let them talk about it.
那本质上是因着这个创始人摩尔。
It was essentially due to the founder Moore.
是有利他思维的。
He is altruistic.
你也不难想象啊。
You can't imagine it either.
因为在以色列。
Because in Israel,
他们是全民族
they are the entire nation.
都是有信仰的一个国家、啊、
All are countries with a strong faith.
所以利他思维他们的国家是一种高度共识
Therefore, altruistic thinking is a highly agreed upon concept in their country.
但这个话呢，到了我们这边讲出来的东西呢
But when we talk about this, the things we say here,
就真的完全变味了啊。
It's really completely changed.
就是现在我们的所谓的利他思维。
That is our so-called altruistic thinking now.
大家都要讲利他思维。
Everyone should practice altruism.
但是呢，我觉得所有人都讲错了一个东西是什么呢？
But I think everyone is wrong about one thing.
就是现在我们在搞的东西。
The things we are doing now.
就是我们利他思维是为了让自己赚到钱。
That's because our altruistic thinking is actually for our own benefit.
钱，所有的我发现搞自媒体的人都是在，都是潜意识。
All the self-media creators I know are subconsciously doing it.
是在这个往这边去引导他啊。
Guide him in this direction.
就利他思维是为了让自己成功。
The altruistic mindset is for one's own success.
让自己赚了更多的钱。
Make more money.
讲错的原因呢，并不是因为大家不知道。
The reason for the mistake is not because everyone doesn't know.
而是因为大家不敢这么做。
Instead, it is because everyone is afraid to do so.
因为你这样做的话呢
Because if you do that,
因为你这么做了之后
Because you did that,
等同于把你的三观全打碎了。
It's like having your three views completely shattered.
你的三观就崩塌了。
Your three views have collapsed.
本质上是这个原因。
This is the fundamental reason.
但正确的观念是什么呢？
What is the correct idea?
但只有利他。
Only altruism.
你的人生才幸福。
Your life is only happy.
这是你的价值观。
This is your value.
是你幸福的原点。
You are the origin of happiness.
然后呢？
Then,
在这个原点上面呢？
At this point,
这个你能赚钱啊？
Can you make money?
成功？
Success?
那只是说一个副产品。这个顺序搞反了之后呢？
That's just saying that if the order is reversed, the byproduct will be.
你哪怕赚到了钱之后，
even if you earn money after that,
你失去的更多。
You have lost more.
那这种在艺人公司里面其实是挺难的。
It's actually quite difficult to do this within an entertainment company.
就是说我们又要做产品。
That means we need to develop a product.
你要做营销。
I need to do marketing again.
但是呢，你至少要考虑，就是说，你的重心放在哪里。
So where do you focus your attention?
可能10%是在产品，90%在营销。
It's possible that 10% is the marketing of the products, 90%.
或者是90%在产品，10%在营销，
Or 90% of the product, 10% of the marketing.
产品好。
That product is good.
它会自己裂变。那
It will self-replicate.
如果说你没有产品的能力的话
But if you don't have product capabilities,
你营销好。
You are good at marketing.
你可以去找一些产品做得好的人来一起合作，
You can find some people who are good at producing products and cooperate with them.
这种我觉得是比较良性的。
I think this is pretty benign.
你感觉是很简单啊。
It seems very simple.
就是说啊，好像也可以啊。
So it seems like it could work too.
我产品稳定了。
My product.Is stable.
我在做营销啊。
I'm just doing marketing.
其实是挺难的。
Actually, it's quite difficult.
因为这个大量的商业案例就告诉我们不太可行。
Because these large-scale commercial cases show that it is not feasible.
因为像比如说你看做工厂的。
Because, for example, look at the factory.
为什么做品牌那么难？
Why is it so difficult to build a brand?
对吧
Right.
那么为什么耐克他
So why Nike?
他没有自己的工厂。
He doesn't have his own factory.
他要去做代加工。
He wants to do OEM.
包括苹果。
Including apples.
那他营销做得好。
That marketing is good.
那他的产品。生产之类的基本都是给第三方去做的。
That's basically all his product. Manufacturing is outsourced to third parties.
也是一样的。
Also the same.
两头都能做得好的人呢
to people who can do well together.
确实也有。
Indeed, there are also.
我身边也有。
I also have one.
但是真的不多啊。
But it's not that many.
我觉得我不是那种能力特别特别强的人。
I don't think I'm someone with extraordinary abilities.
所以要找准自己的一个定位，清楚地认识到自己的一些局限性跟能力吧。
So, you need to find your own position, clearly understand your limitations and abilities.
我觉得这也是非常关键的。
I think this is also very important.
所以我拆解这些内容的话，
I think if I break down these contents,
目的还是为了就是说让我们培养一种长期思维。
The purpose is to cultivate a long-term perspective.
然后一种就是不要浮躁。
Then another is to not be impatient.
踏踏实实地去做好每一件事情。
To do everything diligently.
然后这个回报呢就是一个附属产品。
Then this reward is a product of the effort.
他会奖励你的行为的啊。
Then he will reward your behavior.
不要去追逐这个结果啊。
Don't chase after this and that.
就让结果去追着你跑。
Let the results chase you.
这个是我觉得很重要的一个观点吧。
This is a very important point in my opinion.